I'd like to give just a little bit of background on that story of Abraham. At this point in the story, Abraham and Sarah are quite elderly, in their 90s. And God had been promising to Abraham that he would have a child, and that this child would become the father of many nations. And rather poetic, his descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky, as the sands on the seashore. And yet here is this old couple that are childless. Another part to kind of understand this story is, you could imagine that travelers probably were rather rare in that time. Travel would have been difficult and dangerous. And so hospitality was a very important thing in that world. When you met a stranger, and a stranger came to your door, hospitality was considered to be an essential duty. Not only that, but there was a deep belief that in welcoming that stranger, you were truly welcoming God Himself. Or at least you were welcoming a message from God. Now, that kind of sense that the stranger, the traveler, either represents God or brings a message from God, brought itself even into the Christian era. If you go into the 4th century, with St. Benedict. You know, St. Benedict is the one who really founded what we call monasticism. He's the one who really developed this concept of people living in communities of men or of women, dedicating their lives to prayer and to service. Well, Benedict had a rule for his community, and that rule has really influenced monastic life ever since. But there's some things in that rule that are important, at least for our theme today. The rule of St. Benedict said, guests who arrive at the monastery are to be welcomed as Christ. For he will say one day, I was a stranger, and you welcome me. Another part of the rule says, from the moment of his arrival to that of his departure, that means the monks, will address the guest in all humility, bowing their heads or even prostrating themselves to honor Christ, whom they receive in his person. Then another point, a particular welcome will be reserved for the poor and the pilgrims, for it is especially in them that one receives Christ. Now that's an understanding that's very foreign to us. So often I'm afraid the stranger is almost seen as someone who interrupts our busy lives. And often we have a great deal of fear of people that we do not know. Will they attack us? Will they rob us? What could they do to harm us? And so we don't identify very well with that concept that in the stranger we may be encountering God or a messenger of God. And yet if you think about it for a minute, haven't all of us had some very significant moments in our life when we encountered a person, perhaps by chance, that really touched us? You know, maybe it was a new friendship that formed. Friendship that endures for years. Some of you, it may be your spouse that was that stranger that you met, and God touched your life through that person. Or haven't you had experience maybe of somebody you met like that, and they shared some thoughts or ideas with you that strongly impacted you, maybe even made some changes in your lifestyle or your occupation? You know, we've all had experiences, I think, of that stranger touching our lives in very profound ways. Let's go now to Martha and Mary. Notice their hospitality, how they welcome Jesus, and we don't know for sure, but I would presume his apostles, how they welcome them into their home. Now, they did it in very different ways. Martha did it by getting in the kitchen, preparing food. Mary did it by listening, by sitting at the feet of Jesus, pondering his word. And yet, both of them were trying to welcome Jesus into their home. Now, it's true at the end of that story, Jesus puts a priority on what Mary does. But that doesn't mean he put down the welcoming of Martha. I suspect that Jesus enjoyed the meal. But he wanted to point out very clearly something that we can learn from too. That all those external physical preparations, while they're good, what is more important is that we focus on the person. That we focus on their inner self, not their outer self. I suspect some of us have had that experience too. We've been welcome into the home, but the people were so busy getting ready that you didn't really get a chance to be with the people you came to visit. Jesus wants us to see that we need to be attentive to that inner self of that stranger that comes among us. Yes, we need to make them comfortable, provide for their needs, but more important, is that inner self, welcoming it, listening. Does God have a message for us from that person? Or do we have a message that God wants us to share with them? You know, evangelization is really very much about welcoming. When people want to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, we have to welcome them into our midst. And it's much more, again, than making those physical preparations. Yeah, those things are important. But we have to be attentive to them. What is their life experiences? Where have they been? Where do they hurt? Where do they feel empty and needing to be filled? In the last fall, when we were talking about stewardship, we put those four pillars on the baptismal font. And we started with the one of hospitality. Because if we're going to make Christ known to others, one of the first things we have to do is welcome. Make that person feel welcome among us. And once again, that is not just in the physical, material things that we do, but how do we welcome the inner person? How do we open our hearts to them? How do we allow them to share themselves with us? And we are not going to bring the gospel to others if we cannot be a hospitable people, if we cannot welcome the stranger in our midst. You know, the gift of faith that we have, it is truly that. It is gift. And it is gift that you and I are to use wisely. God didn't give it to us just for ourselves. He gives us the gift of faith to be shared. Now, there may be someone who says, well, that's your problem, Father. I don't have to worry about sharing Jesus with others. No, we all have to worry about that. That's part of our mission through baptism. Our mission through baptism is to go out and proclaim Christ to the world. Yes, we all do it in very unique ways. But we're all called to do it. We're called to take the gifts that God has given us, whatever those gifts might be, and to use them to make Christ known to others so that others may share the hope that is ours, the hope of life forever in the presence of God. You know, at the end of the Mass, you know, everybody says, thanks be to God. You know, unfortunately, that might sometimes be, oh, thanks God, it's over. That's not what it's intended to be. It's intended to be, we have encountered Christ. We have been sent out now to bring Christ to others. We thank God that he has given us that gift, and he has called us to share that gift with our brothers and sisters who do not know Christ Jesus.